Hey everybody, and welcome to Rush Hour. I'm Russ.
And I'm Josh, and today we're going to be continuing our series called History of Failing History.
Basically, we're going to be talking about historical stuff. Some of it's going to be true, and the other stuff we're kind of pulling off the top of our heads, but we have some past knowledge of it, kind of.
I'll go with that. Like 60% true. Maybe.
Sure.
Cool.
Yeah.
All right, today's episode is called Les Miserables.
If you didn't figure that out, we're going to be talking about the colonial era.
Ah, and like French Revolution-y,
Well,
same
it's
time.
like all of those times.
Yeah, pretty much.
There's a long span of colonial we're going to be talking about. We're talking like 1700s till probably like 1900s, huh? Yeah, probably like 18, mid-1800s.
I know that the American colonial time was from like 1607 to like 1783,
Yeah.
exactly, I guess. I don't.
Yeah.
I feel like everything should be like plus or minus 20 years, but maybe not. Yeah. It's one of the
Well, let's just say we're jumping in between the end of the Renaissance because
Yeah.
we extended the Renaissance in our last one to include the Scientific Revolution.
True,
So we'll jump in between that and colonial.
Boom. Cool. So Plymouth Rock happened in 1620,
Yeah.
which was like kind of the original 420. Because
Really?
16 is a multiple of 4.
Really, Josh?
And
What?
I got nothing after that,
Yeah,
actually.
no, that was just dumb.
Yeah. I had something with rock, and I was like, nope, that doesn't even make sense. That would be a
They're
co-
getting stoned, Josh.
Oh my gosh, that was it! That was
Come
it, and I completely forgot and was like,
on.
oh, rock is cocaine. That doesn't even make sense. Oh
No.
man. Oh, that was sad. I wasn't preparing that. I just like I knew there was a joke there and was just if hoping that.
Anyone who knew you in college hears this, they will be ashamed.
Well, I wasn't a stoner in college.
I know, but still.
Got
You
it.
can't come up with a pun.
Yeah, I should have. I lived with enough smokers that yeah,
Yeah, that should have
should
been
have
real
happened.
easy.
Anyway.
Yeah.
Well,
So,
that's cool.
Mayflower.
Hey, yeah, right.
How many people died on that?
Seriously. What still blows me away is how long did the trip take across the Atlantic? Was it
Well, I think
like
it was like 6 months.
was that long?
It was like between one
Four
and
months?
six.
Yeah, I think it's like 3 years. I
Yeah.
know it took 2 full years to go like from like New York to California, all the way around like Cape Horn and whatnot.
Yeah,
And that's balls far.
well, that's why we made the Panama Canal eventually,
Yeah,
which
right.
was like, hey, let's fuck over this country for a
I
while.
know.
We didn't, did we really ask?
I assume not, but I mean, yeah, like suck it, Brazil. Like, I mean,
Yeah.
that was like their whole thing.
Brazil?
Yeah, it's where Rio de Janeiro is, and like, I think Brazil was like the main stop, kind of, once you
Oh,
got
the
to South America.
stop. I was like,
Oh,
it was in Panama, Josh. The Panama
the
Canal.
Brazil Canal. You know, you come from the tip of Brazil all the way through Peru or whatever.
Yeah.
Yes, I
And
got all that geography knowledge
it's
from playing Risk.
probably Chile that you're talking about.
Brazil's a lot higher than Chile. Actually, Chile's really long,
Yeah, Chile's real long.
but I mean,
And
what's
it's.
above Chile? Isn't
What's
that
above Chile?
Peru,
Let's
Ecuador?
pretend it's Peru, because
Peru,
that's
yeah.
what it is in Risk.
I know, yeah, exactly. I think that is like.
I think Chile and Brazil are pretty in line. That like top of Chile would go with like middle of Brazil.
Really? Huh.
I would think so.
Yeah,
Actually, yes.
we'll go with
Yeah,
that.
that's what it is.
Some of the 60 or the 40% possibly true. Okay, yeah, we got 60% truth, 40% possible truth.
Sure.
Yeah, go with
None of it is lies.
that. Perfect.
Yeah.
You ever been to Brazil?
I have not been to Brazil. Have you been to
Neither have I.
Brazil?
Nope. Even though like my aunt is now, or I now have a Brazilian aunt.
Huh.
Yeah, I couldn't. It was yeah, like they had like a cool Brazilian wedding. So my mom's sister and grandparents and one of my uncles went. And it was like super awesome. Apparently, like the minute I guess the girl is like born, they immediately just start saving for a wedding. Not college or anything, but so they like throw a crazy awesome wedding.
I mean, I guess it could be talking like, back in like medieval times when they had dowries and
I
stuff.
guess so, yeah. It's funny
Yeah.
that trend has continued, kind
Yeah,
of, you know.
a little bit.
I don't know. I think it should kind of stop the whole like bride family pay for the wedding thing. Like, You're totally shaft in one party.
You know, I'm down for it.
yes, Brian, pay for the wedding. Good call.
Yeah.
Sure, I'll pay for the rehearsal dinner.
Let's get rid of that after.
yeah. 10 years from now, do that.
Yeah.
Maybe 15. I don't know. Yeah. Nah, it's a cool 10. You know what? 7.
7? Oh, that's a time limit.
Put a clock on this.
So we got to fight for women's rights after that?
Yeah. But until then.
As soon as we have a daughter, either one of us has a daughter,
there we go.
Just start telling the world that this is a terrible practice that needs to be removed.
Got it. Oh, I was watching, I think it was, like, The League the other day. Super funny joke. It was, I think one of the guys was talking about how he really wanted to have a son and not a daughter. He was like, oh, like, why do you care? He's like, because when you have a son, you only have to worry about his penis. When you have a daughter, you have to worry about all the other penises in the world. I enjoy.
Not looking forward to that.
Here's to having a son.
Yep.
And a daughter too, just because, you know, equality and
yeah. Well, I mean,
sharing.
You have a sister just like I do.
True.
And we're both. It's just two child families.
Yeah.
It just seems right.
Yeah. I think so. I think basically that you kind of just want whatever family you came from.
Besides, keep the balance, China.
Yeah, China.
Jeez.
What is it? You can only have they can only have one kid.
No, they can have multiple children. It's just if they have more than one, they lose the tax benefits.
Right. Which are like,
which I assume, yes, is quite a lot.
Gotcha.
It's like
I know. Yeah, I'm curious what the ratio between men and women is now, just because like they've been like killing girl babies for like hundreds of years.
Yeah, I don't know if they still do that. They probably do.
I assume now that like, you know, like medical abortions and stuff like that, I assume that just happens all the time.
Oh, yeah, I guess they could do it even faster.
Yeah, right?
So they don't even need to wait.
Because, yeah, I mean, within a, like, I think like a month or two, you can find out what sex the fetus is, I think, right?
Yeah, but that's assuming they have all the money to do that.
Maybe it's expensive, I don't know.
I assume it's not cheap.
Yeah. But I assume it's still easier than like 9 months of pregnancy and then birth and stuff like that.
Yeah.
I don't know, maybe it's worth it.
Yeah. Sucks for girls in China.
I know, right? Dang.
Also, it sucks for guys because there's no girls in China.
I know. It's funny because I know whenever you, like, I don't know. I'm just thinking of Heroes. But, like, the TV show and, like, one Japanese guy or Chinese guy.
Yeah.
I know the difference between the two. He's, like, on, like, a roof and they're doing, like, the daily workout thing at, like, the job. And it's just all guys in suits. And it's like, that must suck. I don't know. Like, men need women to, like, not become animals, I feel like.
I don't know.
You think? Like, I don't know. Like, I feel like, take all the women away, men will immediately devolve into some sort of,
well, it's just we're not trying to impress anyone anymore.
I know, right? Like, the only reason I, like, bathe, I feel like, 50% of the time it's for me, then the other 50% is for, like, others. And I really don't care about guys.
So, yeah, let's be honest here.
Yeah. I mean, yeah, like, the state of my room is only do I have, like, a girl coming over.
No, the state of your room is crap until a girl comes
over. Oh, yeah, exactly. It's like, do I have a girl coming over? All right, I guess I'll become a human again.
Yeah. Even then, you fail hard.
I don't know.
Just dumped all your shit in Travis's room for, like, a month.
Yes, but he was also borrowing a lot of my... He was wearing my shoes.
Yeah.
So, like, I feel like that was a good trade.
One of your, like, 8 pairs of shoes.
Two pairs of shoes. Are we counting like dress shoes and stuff? Or like, turn like tennis shoes?
I'm talking about like sandals and shit.
Okay.
Stuff that you wear all the time.
Yeah. Okay. I mean, I have like an old pair of all. Basically, I don't throw anything away.
Yeah.
That's why I have so many shoes.
So basically, it was a pair of shoes that you're not really going to wear anyway.
Oh, yeah. Those were the old pair. And he just inherited
them.
Exactly. Yeah. Because he didn't have
any. So it's not like a trade thing. It's just you gave Travis some shoes.
Mm-hmm.
And then later, at some point, entirely unrelated, you dumped all your shit in his room for like a month.
Yeah, pretty much. He wasn't complaining. I think he liked it because it actually made it look like there was something in the room instead of just a barren thing.
He had his clothes.
True.
On the floor.
Too. Okay. Well, now the clothes could be friends. I think his clothes were lonely. That's why.
I'd like to think that he just hid an ice in your clothing
and
waited.
You may have done that, actually. I don't remember.
Nah, I don't think you did.
For those of you who don't know what icing is, you should know, because
I assume you're older than 18, because we're explicit.
Yeah, hey!
Yeah!
Yeah. I don't know. There's no, like, click if you're 18 thing. Yeah. Right, on iTunes.
So if you're not 18, fuck.
Hey.
That's a word.
It is. Yeah. Yeah. Well, I think the most versatile word in the English language, actually.
It is used for a lot more than it should be.
Absolutely everything.
Yeah.
Which just doesn't.
That's quite fucking matter. Sick, bro.
Yeah, like, or what's the, I was like talking to John, and there was this, like, it's like used like 12 times in a sentence with all different inflections, and it's a full sentence, and it's like you've said one word the whole time. The run has like 17 definitions, right?
Run?
Something like that, or, yeah, it's one of the, some like, ran, something like that.
I don't know.
Yeah. It's like in the dictionary, it's just like, it just keeps going. It's insane.
Are you sure you're not just talking about that time that Travis decided to tell us sentences that had one word in them?
Oh, right. Like buffalo, right? You can say that 7 times in a row and it's a sentence?
I think so.
Buffalo, buffalo, buffalo. It's like, that's, no, that's stupid.
Yeah, it's dumb.
I don't approve.
I mean, why would you need to use that sentence?
I think if it's a stampede of buffalo, then you're just like, guys, buffalo, 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 buffalo. Only 7, but that's enough to kill you.
That's just pointing at singular buffalo, not having different definitions for the word.
True. All right. Yeah. I disapprove, and so we put the rush stamp on, you can't say buffalo 7 times in a row.
Yeah.
I think.
It's nixed, gentlemen.
Goodbye forever. So, pilgrims, Mayflower, I assume they all died, 3-month trip?
Yeah, no, they probably at least 40% died.
Yeah. That would be so boring. Because, like, I don't know, you think about, like, the Mayflower, you always think of these gigantic ships and stuff and whatever. Like, I assume they were not that large.
Well, I think what it is they were that large, but most of it was just
food
quarters. Like, you just have, like, a large room full of beds.
I guess so, yeah.
Like, that's why they needed it to be a tall ship, so that part was, like, not underwater.
Gotcha.
Yeah.
Why would it matter if it's underwater?
Rocks more at the bottom of the boat. No, it rocks more at the top. Anyway.
Store stuff at the bottom again. I mean, they needed like 3 months worth of food for like.
Oh no! It's because you need to have a shit ton of rocks at the bottom.
You put rocks in a boat?
Yep.
Seriously?
I totally forget why, but you do.
They just couldn't build them well enough that they would like capsize or something. Is it not heavy enough?
Yeah, I think it's not heavy enough.
That's interesting.
So they had to put them on the rocks at the bottom, so they had to have like an extra layer underneath.
Curious. That's interesting.
Yeah.
Huh. I never knew that.
Yeah.
I guess that's why nowadays we can make steel ships, so it's just like perfect.
Yeah.
Which still kind of blows me away, you know?
Yeah, it's metal.
Like battleships and like cruise ships, those are heavy, man.
Super heavy. How do they float?
I'm serious. Like, I understand the whole, like, the water force thing. Well, can't remember that.
Yeah.
Learned a lot about that in school, but whatever. But yeah, like the water force, like, you know, it works because of the angle and blah, 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 blah. But, like, it weighs, like, hundreds of tons before you put food and people on it. It's just, like, thousands and thousands of tons. It's like, how? I don't know.
I mean, water pressure increases significantly with just a few feet.
Yeah, true.
So,
I think water is one of the more impressive things. Yeah. You see that Mythbusters episode when they're seeing if you could dive underwater and be safe from bullets.
Yeah. Or whatever. If they shoot diagonally, yes, you can.
Yeah. Or even like.
It was like a foot.
Yeah.
But you need to be like a foot underwater if they shoot diagonally. If they shoot straight down, it's like 3 feet.
It was like 3 feet. And that was all weapons.
Yeah.
Like, I guess, let's take out like the whole 40mm cannon thing. But like high power rifles and whatnot, the bullet disintegrated. And it was like crap. Like, boy.
Water pressure, bro.
Yeah. It's awesome. I highly approve.
Yeah.
So, pilgrims landed on Plymouth Rock in 1620.
Sure.
And, so what? Then, you know, you get your first Thanksgiving, Indians and whatever.
I think that was a while later.
Was that a while later? I guess, yeah, they were just, like, they were getting wrecked by, like, the winter, right?
Something like that.
Something.
I don't know. I don't know when the Indians helped them.
I guess they did. I still am confused about that. I thought they were just, like, I know, though, when you're a little kid, they're like, oh yeah, we had Thanksgiving, and it was great, and it's like, I'm pretty sure it was a very violent conflict.
Or
did they actually teach them how to plant corn and stuff?
I think they did, initially.
I still feel like that's a lie, but maybe not.
I think the stuff that's not native or the stuff that's like was native specifically to North America, then they probably taught them how to farm that.
Yeah, interesting.
But I mean, I don't know, language barriers. Yeah. It probably took a while to get over.
Yeah, I mean, yeah, how do you... That's interesting. Like, learn a language from somebody that doesn't speak yours. I guess that probably happened.
I mean, you just kind of, like, point at things and describe them in your language.
Yeah. How do you figure out conversation, though?
It just slowly. It's a very slow process. Just basically, you just do it with children, and then you have them be translators.
Yeah, yeah, there we go, yeah. Because kids will figure it out. They're like little sponges. They can do amazing things.
Well, I mean, if you think about it, they don't speak any language, and you just say words around them, and eventually they figure out English.
It's weird because, to think, like, the English we're talking, the conversation we're having, that's all from purely observational audio.
Well, not all of it. Initially, yeah.
I mean, yeah, I guess we read now.
Yeah, we went to school and stuff, and had, like, 12 years of English.
Oh, I hated that. It was the worst.
Yeah, it was okay.
Yeah, I don't know. It was my least favorite class by far.
Now I know what, like, cacophony and, like...
They were panoply.
Panoply? I don't know what that one is.
It's an illustrious outer coating. What's cacophony again?
Cacophony is just, like, a large number of things.
Oh, yeah, like a gross.
Yeah, sorry.
Yeah. I still think it's kind of funny, like, a gross of things. Basically, like, a gross amount. Like, you got too much of it. It's because it's, like, gross, like, 128 or something like that. It's, like...
It's a lot.
It's, just like, man, I feel like... Start measuring that by the pounds at some point.
I mean, while we're talking about this, what the fuck Baker's Dozen?
Seriously. Oh, wait, I learned why.
If you don't know why I just said that, Baker's Dozen is not a dozen.
Oh, it's 13. You should know that.
Yeah.
I think it's like so that the person can like try one or something.
Yeah, that makes sense.
I forgot. But there's some reason why.
Then why would you need to say a dozen then? Because you would only have one baker's dozen and then like a fuck ton of dozens.
Yeah, I don't get that. It should be a dozen and then you get an extra. Like,
yeah.
That should just be a thing. I don't know. People are dumb. Difficult. So what? So we established settlements. Jamestown was the first town in America.
Was it?
Right? I think so.
I don't know.
I think it was something like that.
Sure you're not getting that from that video game we played?
No, Jamestown is awesome.
With colonization of Mars.
I love that. Yeah, I love how it's, for guys that don't know, it's Jamestown. It's a game like Galaga.
1952, like if you know what that one is.
Is that a game?
Yeah, it's 1952 or 1942. Probably 42, since that was when there was war.
Yeah. Let's go 1952.
Yeah.
Roaring 50, that's roaring.
But it's 20. Basically you're just a ship and you move around the screen and you shoot lots and it's pretty fun.
It's cooperative, so it's a good time.
Yeah.
But their like time scheme is all messed up, so it's like it's the year 1670 and we've colonized Mars and it's fun. It's a good time. Just check it out.
Yeah. Good game.
Yeah.
Good game.
Anyway,
what else we got? We got French Revolution.
Oh yeah. It's a thing.
Yeah.
A lot of blood. Like really? So much blood.
I totally forget what happened.
Really? People dying left and right. Well, I think, and that was the time when, like, public executions were, like, super big.
Yeah.
Because, like, basically all the French royalty just shafted their people so hard. Like, and it was funny because that's why they had so many revolutions, because the king would be awful, they would revolt, they'd, like, kill the king, execute him publicly, everyone would be like, ah! And then they'd get a new king, the king would... take a dump on the people again. They would revolt, kill the king. This happened like 6 times.
Did it at least be like they got a new king? He was cool. His son was a dick.
That definitely happened, but I think sometimes it's just like, you know, dude got elected at like 20 because he was like leading the revolution. 10 years later, he's like, I'm a king. I can do whatever I want. And then just like destroyed the people again.
Wow. That is a shitty time for French people.
Yeah, right. And like the, like the slummy kind of areas and whatnot, they had to, I think at one point they kind of, not bulldozed because they didn't have that, but they like destroyed the whole thing because like basically what they could do for revolutions and whatnot was barricade these tight alleyways.
Yeah.
And so then like the people couldn't get through because then they just all this furniture in the way. And so then they like leveled the whole slum area and they made these really wide.
Yeah. Like, oh man, they made it huge.
Yeah, these like streets that are like 100 feet wide and whatever, so you can't make barricades and stuff.
Yeah.
Oh, but the executions. We're killing people all the time. This is when the guillotine came out.
Yeah, guillotine is a very... I want to say cool, but it only has one purpose, and that purpose is beheading people, so...
Yeah, right.
I can't really say, oh, what a cool weapon!
No, yeah, but, like, that was, when it first came out, like, I assume it was, like, the new iPhone just came out, like, everyone was all excited, the inventor was, like, describing it and everything, and it was just, like, the cool new thing. And it's just this giant blade that just falls and, like, cuts somebody's head off.
Hey, man, you don't need to pay the executioner no more.
True, and oh yeah. Actually, yeah. This is the first, like, one of the first examples of
technology rooting out manual labor.
Yeah, yeah, there we go. Yeah. Goodbye, executioner. Yeah, we can just hoist a blade up.
Yeah, I mean, you still need to have a guy hoist the blade up.
Yeah, you can pay anyone to do that.
Yeah, you don't need to. You can a kid.
Yeah.
Yeah, come pull this. Right. Pull this rope until it gets to the top.
Let go. Maybe they just, you know, I would like a volunteer.
Oh my god. That is actually hilarious how many people would be like, yeah, me,
yeah,
me,
I mean,
me.
Like, I mean, okay, so they're going to execute, like, the tyrannous king guy?
Well, I mean, if it's the king, everyone's going to want to do it. But I'm talking, like, just some regular guy. Some, like, there's probably still a lot of people who are just like, yeah.
Just thief, yeah, some random thief.
Yeah. Okay. Punishments are so harsh.
I know, seriously. I mean, like, I get it, you know, you stole some bread, you lose your hand, but wow.
Yeah.
Like, you're not going to steal again, but you're also not going to, like, have a hand.
All you got left is shit hand.
Oh, yeah, yeah, right? Like, yeah. That's tough times. You get your two-handed things, like, pool. That's the first thing I thought of.
I don't think that was a game,
though. That was definitely not a game, yeah.
Yeah.
What do you need two hands for?
Two hands?
Yeah.
Like, using an axe to cut wood?
Oh, yeah, okay.
Lifting hay bales would be very difficult.
I guess lifting anything.
Basically, any kind of manual labor is now very difficult.
Yeah, that sucks. I know, yeah, like, you steal something, you lose your hand, you're, like, hosed job-wise. It's like you've taken away your abilities.
I mean, maybe if you're, like, nobility, it's not that bad. Now you got one less hand to spend money with. But...
Yeah, true. Which I assume Napoleon had one hand. That's why he always had it, like, tucked into the stub tucked into his, like, waistcoat.
Yeah.
Probably I just had that one hand.
I don't think so.
Yeah, probably not, but let's go with
maybe
that.
Maybe he had a gimp hand.
Like the,
so they always just painted it inside of his...
Yeah. It's like, yeah, like, you can, like, the fingers are all, like, messed up, but you can see, like, the thumb and on the top of the palm. Whatever.
Could be.
That could be it. See, yeah, Napoleon was around this time.
Yeah.
Which I love that, like, Napoleon syndrome is a thing.
Oh, the Napoleon complex?
Yeah, short man's
syndrome
complex. Wait, not a syndrome.
No, it's not a syndrome.
It's a complex. Yeah. So, because what blows me away is, you know, back then, like, they're still pretty short. I think people are getting taller slowly, but I think they're still, like, averaging at, like, 5 feet. So for Napoleon to be short, dude had to be tiny.
I think the thing was he wasn't that short. It's just...
Really?
He's very short compared to today's standards, so everyone calls him short.
Oh, I thought it was, like, short back then when they were shorter.
I think he was, like, not that tall.
Got it.
Right.
So was he just, like,
like, a little under average.
And he was just really feisty?
Yeah.
And they're like,
it's basically, like, if you have a group of tall friends and one person who's, like, the average height of a dude.
Got it.
Who's getting made fun of for being short? I mean, probably gonna be that guy.
Yeah, for sure. So, got it. So he probably just grew up with tall friends.
Probably.
That's interesting.
Was he the one who fought a battle over, like, a frozen lake and tricked the enemy onto the lake and then sunk them into the lake?
You might be thinking of the new King Arthur movie that came out, like, 5 years ago.
It happened in that movie.
Yeah.
But it was also...
Was that a real thing?
Yeah, that was a real thing.
Okay.
Because I did see that. And no, I'm not just pulling it from that.
I hope so, because that's awesome.
Yeah, because I remember Napoleon was, like, pretty badass until he thought he could take Russia.
Yeah, I love that like...
I think it's hilarious that that's a continuous thing throughout history.
Exactly.
It's like, guys, we can totally do it. Let's go take Russia. It's winter. What the fuck, man?
Yeah. Like, I get it. Okay, cool. Alexander the Great tries it. Fails. Okay, it's a long time ago. They don't have, like, fur yet.
Yeah.
Then, so Napoleon tries, it's like, cool, we got, like, wagons now, and...
Yeah, still.
Still, and then, like, no, Hitler tries it later.
I forget if it was Napoleon or not, but he... There was, like, one guy who often had, like, parties and get-togethers with, like, a bunch of people from other nations and stuff. Yeah. And so, at one of them, he talked with a Russian general who literally just told him the Russian strategy in winter.
Yeah.
And he later invaded and died to that strategy against that general.
Oh, that's awesome. This is what I'm going to do. I'm going to tease you and then just keep running.
And by he died, I mean his army died.
Yeah, yeah, of course, yeah.
Napoleon lived and was exiled to Sicily?
Yeah, that island.
No, it was
like a separate island that was like...
What is that
It was
called?
A small island that... Corsica?
Yeah, no. Corsica.
Is it Corsica?
It's Corsica.
Got it. Yeah, so he was exiled there. And, like, he wasn't... So, he,
He was from there, I think.
Was he from Corsica?
I think so.
Okay. Interesting. Okay, so he gets exiled there, and then he's, like, trying to escape. And he did escape, right? Because he still had his whole loyal people and whatnot.
Yeah.
I forgot how. It was something like... I don't know, whatever. Dead of night.
I assume a ship.
Yeah. He swam to Italy. Yeah, so he gets to Italy, then he, like, rallied his army. And didn't they capture, like... Paris?
Like a city, I think, yeah.
Or they captured the capital or something, and then, like, everybody freaked out and took it back over, and they went back to Corsica.
Yeah,
or something like that, I don't know.
Yeah.
Getting a lot of that from Alexandre Dumas' book.
Three Musketeers?
No.
The other one?
Yeah, the other one.
Oh.
That one. Count of Monte Cristo.
Ah. Forgot that was by Dumas.
Yeah. I assume it is. I think it is.
You sure?
It seems like...
Because I just said I forgot that's by Dumas because I had no fucking idea.
Oh, no, it totally is. Because in A Shawshank Redemption, one of the guys is like, Alexander Dumas. And the guy's like, Dumas. I guess it's Alexander Dumas.
Yeah.
But he's like, oh, what's it about? He's like, it's about a prison break. And then they're like, oh, cool. So he takes the book. There we go. Television, kids. Teaches you things.
Not children's television anymore.
And, don't watch Shawshank Redemption if you're not, like, 13?
Sure. PG-13 movies are pretty... Like, back when we were kids, PG-13 meant, like, maybe there's a boob in it.
Yeah, like James Bond Goldeneye. Perfect example. Yeah. You know? Super, like, action but fun, you know? Some, like, kind of sexy part.
A little bit of violence, not, like, bloody or anything.
Yeah, yeah.
Now it's, like... All right, here's this horror movie. It's PG-13.
Yeah.
There's lots of blood. This girl's naked in it for, like, half of it. Tons of curse words.
Yeah, it's just like, man, PG-13's, like, intense now. Like,
yeah.
I'm still surprised sometimes in, like, I guess, like, primetime TV or whatever, you know?
Yeah.
You turn it on, watching, boom, like, ass. And you're like, wait, that was just on... Like, it's 7 o'clock. I don't understand.
I was on ABC Family.
It's like, jeez. Oh, okay. I mean, like 10 years ago, it's like you couldn't have any kind of nudity at all.
No.
Right? And nowadays, it's just like, I think we're cool with the booty now.
Yeah.
I guess. So I feel like that's just going to slowly transition.
Yeah.
And was it European TV that's just super, like, don't care?
Sure you're not getting that from Eurotrip?
No, I think, like, or all those European commercials. Yeah. I haven't seen Eurotrip.
Oh, okay. Well, that's exactly what it is. They're watching a European commercial in Eurotrip, and it's, like, a girl in an orange juice commercial, and she's just topless.
Got it.
Drinking orange juice. And this is like, happy juice.
Okay.
Yeah.
I think Japanese commercials are the best, just because it's like, what the hell? Like, do people in Japan, like, is that just normal?
Yep.
Like... Things be weird, man. Like, that's what happens when you don't have women, I think. Just chaos ensues, and everyone's just okay with it.
Yeah. Ugh. Japan's pretty messed up on the women front.
I think, I love, I think it was in 30 Rock, they're talking about, it was like Tracy Jordan trying to make, like a porn video game.
Oh, yeah.
And then, like, the other guy, Frank, is like, are you kidding me? No one's ever been able to do it. And he's listing off a bunch of, like, people. And then the last one is the Japanese. Like, a whole culture is summed into trying to do this one thing and failing. That's hilarious.
Yeah.
So way back when, they thought tomatoes were poison.
Really?
Yeah. Which, like, I mean, I kind of get, because, like, it looks like a berry, maybe, or something. But
was,
like,
was it, like, a color thing?
Yeah, because tomatoes start green, but then they turn red. So maybe that was, like, sketchy?
Yeah. But, I mean, apples do that, too.
Yeah, exactly. I don't know. That's dumb.
Don't apples start, like, yellow and turn red?
I think it depends on the apple. But, yeah, I think so.
Yeah.
Like Red Delicious or something.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Sometimes they're purple.
Apples are purple?
Yeah.
I think blood orange is, like, the freakiest thing. Actually, no, they're not. They're not it's just the fact it's called a blood orange. Yeah. It's just like, ugh.
They're barely even red.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, that's weak.
Yeah.
I still think it's funny that we call oranges, like, an orange.
Like, yeah.
Zero creativity on that. Like, what color is it? Orange. Let's call it that.
It's like, yeah, thanks, Tom.
Oh, jeez, Tom. I hope this doesn't stick. And it did.
Yep.
So, Salem Witch Trials.
Just the stupidest thing in U.S. history.
Which I realized is just a throwback to all the other, like, witch trials that had been happening for thousands of years.
Yep.
Because they're just as dumb.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I thought people would have gotten smarter, and then, like, doing this, because we've talked about witches a couple times.
Yeah.
And realizing, oh, yeah, right, like, the whole, admit you're a witch, and we'll... Wait, what is it?
Admit you're a witch and we'll kill you, otherwise we're going to test you to see if you're a witch.
Yeah.
And the test will kill you.
Yeah, exactly. And so it's like, well, okay. So yeah, if you say you're not a witch, we'll keep, like, hurting you until you die, basically.
Yeah.
And if you say you are, we'll kill you anyway. So dumb!
It's basically, if you're accused of being a witch
in
front of a crowd of people,
yeah,
you are done.
Yeah, seriously, like, you're stuck now.
I mean, it's like... Like the McCarthy trials, essentially.
Was that a McCarthy trial?
Communism?
Oh, yeah. Seriously.
You're super boned. You got no chance.
For sure.
Actually, we're going to glaze over McCarthy trials, aren't we?
Maybe.
No, it's like World War II. Are we going to catch it in modern?
Yeah, World War II and stuff like that. Communism.
Yeah, okay.
Anyway, cool. So what was the thing with, their favorite thing was to, like, stretch you out, like, by all fours, and then on your chest, right?
Yeah.
If you're a witch hunt. There's that one, like, famous guy. I forgot what his name was, but that was the whole more weight thing.
Hmm.
Remember that?
No.
I don't know. They're just stacking weight on him for, like, a day or whatever. And so then, like, they're trying to get the guy that convinced. And apparently that was, like, I don't know. It always seemed like a turning point because, like, maybe that, like, woke people up because, like, yeah, he was this really nice old guy, I assume. And then so, like, they're stacking weight on him, and the guy, like, won't admit to being, like, a witch or whatever on, like, principle.
Mm-hmm.
And then so they just stack so much weight, eventually, like, chest caves in and he died. But so his last words are more weight when they're trying to get him to, like, do that. So it's like, yeah, that guy.
Nice.
But so I think they're kind of like...
I mean, he's no Rasputin.
Yeah. Rasputin?
Yeah. The guy got, like, oh, God, he got, like, super murdered and, like, thrown in a river. And he just lived.
Really?
Yeah.
Rasputin, interesting.
Yeah, he's like super badass of the Russian.
Huh. I'll have to check that out. Because I know nothing about Russian history at all.
Really?
Yeah.
Stalingrad? Leningrad?
I mean, I know about
the Terrible?
I know, like, when we were involved, you know? Like, basically World War II.
Yeah.
Other than that, like, I know the name Island in the Terrible. But, like, the Russian Czars and stuff like that, like...
Yeah, there's really a lot of stuff over there, man.
I got nothing. I got nothing before, like, World War II.
I got nothing of theirs in the colonial era.
Yeah.
Let's be honest
here. I assume Russia didn't exist for a while.
I mean, maybe not as a whole.
Yeah. I guess so. I don't know. I think...
But, it was there.
It rose out of the sea. It was the big gap.
What they didn't tell you is Russia is Atlantis.
I know, yeah. It sank and then rose again, but no one, like, really cared.
Yeah.
Because it was so cold now. It used to be, like, hot and tropical and nice.
Maybe that's how... Maybe they sank it because it was like, oh, it's warm under here.
This is way better than the tundra. Arctic like stuff.
Like a sea current hitting them. Warmth. And...
Which I think is interesting. That's why the colonists got so boned when they came to America. Was because... So they went, like, even latitude with, like... I think with, like, London and Spain.
Yeah.
So they kind of came across, and so they wound up hitting, like, New York and, like, Boston, Massachusetts and whatever, you know?
Yeah.
But so because of the ocean currents, like, 'cause London, I think, is actually even with, like, Alaska, latitude-wise. Mm-hmm. But because of the ocean current, like, London is a lot, like, warmer than, of course, Alaska is.
Yeah.
But so the flip side is because across the Atlantic, then, New York is a lot colder because it has all the cold water coming down and cycling,
yeah,
like, down to the south and then back up. So London gets all the benefits, and then New York gets the shaft, basically. So they came across at, like, you know, even latitude kind of coming south, expecting similar weather. Yeah. And they just got hosed.
Oh.
I think it'd be rough.
Yeah.
Tough, like, back then. Like, I don't know. If you don't, like, you have, like, a fur coat, cool, but, like, it's still cold, I assume.
That's why hunting was a huge thing.
Yeah.
Like trapping.
Getting furs and stuff like that. Yeah. It's like, that's the only thing that, like, keeps you alive.
Yep. I mean, I assume most of the blankets back then were just, like, you hunt, you kill something, you make a blanket out of fur.
Yeah, pretty much.
Yeah.
Then wear said blanket.
Well, I mean, you get... Or just you hunt a few things.
Got it, yeah. Cool. I mean, like, coats back then must have been so cool.
They would have been...
You just have, like, a lion head or something. Because there's totally lions in America.
I wouldn't like that.
You wouldn't like having a lion head?
No.
You literally have a towel that is a lion head?
I know. But I wouldn't like the real thing, because there'd be teeth.
I guess so. That'd be kind of cool.
Yeah. Have like a... And then it slides back and, like, slits your head open.
I guess so, yeah. So maybe you need a form-fitting.
But you get rid of the teeth, and it's not cool anymore.
True, yeah.
Yeah.
Okay, touche.
Yeah.
So.
Gotta think about these things, man.
Yeah, definitely.
It's sad because that probably happened to somebody.
Yeah.
Probably just like chilling one day with their lion skin thing and got the head over their head, yeah, the teeth sticking out, and they're like, yeah. And then like someone steps on the back of it and like slides back and just like cuts their head open.
Yeah. Just like claw thing across the scalp or something.
Yeah.
Scalping people.
Oh.
Why was that a thing? Like, that's the grossest trophy. Like,
I have this bloody clump of hair and skin now.
I know. Like, take an ear or something. Like,
they did.
Okay. Well, good.
String of ears.
Really? That's a thing?
That's a thing.
That's way better than the whole scalp thing.
Yeah.
Scalps are gross. Like, I just imagine, like, you know the scene in Liar Liar when he's in the conference room and, like, he gets asked to tell his boss what he thinks of him? And so he just goes around the room insulting everyone, you know?
Yeah.
It's the part where he takes off the guy's toupee and then sticks it to the wall.
Yeah.
Whenever I think of scalping, I think of scalping a guy and then sticking it to the wall because it would stick.
Yeah.
And that's just...
And then the blood would dry and it would stay.
Right? Like, that's just what I think of when I think of scalping someone.
Yeah.
So that's just gnarly.
Pretty great. The weird thing is you could sell them. You could, like, trade scalp.
I know. Who wants that? I guess it's like a trophy deal, so it's cool, but, like...
Mm-mm.
I don't know, man. That would smell like rotting... Maybe they sun-dry them or something?
I doubt it.
Still, it's grody. I don't know. Yeah. It's just weird. That'd freak me out.
Yeah, it's pretty gross. Yeah. I mean, if you think about it, that's literally what we do to animals. It's just...
I didn't think about that.
Yeah.
Actually, that's not gross at all. That's literally skinning an animal. You just skin the human, and you just use the scalp, because that's the only part
with hair.
Wow, I never considered that. Scalping's way less weird all of a sudden.
Still pretty weird.
I mean, yeah, but just because it's humans, like if you did that to like a bear or something, you'd be like, cool, I got like a circle of bear skin.
Yeah, I don't know why you'd only take the circle though.
I know, yeah, that'd be a dumb call.
I mean, the thing about scalping though is they did it while they were alive.
Yeah, which sucks.
Because, I mean, animals, you're not skinning an animal alive.
I know, yeah, no, I'm gonna kill this.
Yeah,
got it.
Like, I'm going to stab this first.
Though if you could, like, skin a bear alive, like...
No.
Don't.
No.
Yeah. If a guy did that, I'd be impressed. But I'd also be like, dude, come on.
Yeah, I'd be like, what the fuck?
Yeah.
Also, how are you alive?
Oh, do you know that story about the guy that... There's two confirmed killings of grizzly bears. Basically, like, no weapons, mano a mano kind of thing.
Yeah.
Yeah, and so, like, I forgot... I was reading a thing, so it's in a museum or something, and some national park, and so it's this guy that he gets attacked by a bear, and he's got nothing or whatever, right?
Yeah.
So I think the bear like grabs him or whatever, and the guy just like grabs the bear's neck and then just bites it in the throat, and guy got it perfect so that when his teeth went down, it crushed the like artery going up into the bear's like neck or whatever, you know?
Yeah.
And so the bear just passes out, and then he quickly grabs a rock and then crushes its skull. So dude kills a grizzly bear by biting it in the throat until it was unconscious, and then he kills it. And it's like, dang.
Yeah.
Like, that guy.
Grizzlies are, you don't fuck with grizzly bears.
It's like a 7 foot, 8 foot, no, a grizzly's like 9 feet tall.
Yeah.
It's a 9 foot bear. I mean, like.
They're like, they're like, what, 1,200 pounds?
Yeah, I don't even know. Like, you can't fight that. That's just too much.
I mean, let's be honest, you got lucky.
Yeah.
But, good job anyway.
Even with a sword, I don't think you could kill a bear.
No, you can kill a bear with a sword.
I mean, like, you're in an open field, you got a sword, there's a 9 foot grizzly bear.
I mean, you just have to strike first.
I mean, it's running at you. I feel like...
You have to strike in the right spot.
Yeah, I mean, yeah.
But if it comes at you with teeth, you stab it in the mouth.
Yeah, but it's still going to kill you, I think. Like,
it's still going to hurt you.
You stab it, it's still all that mass hitting you. I think you can only trade with a bear.
No.
Maybe you can dodge out and hit it, but
you could definitely kill it.
I mean, no, you'd kill it. I think it would just...
No, I mean, like, yeah, you could kill it and live.
I don't know. I have my doubts.
Okay. Guy just beat a bear by biting it in the neck.
I'm basically saying us.
If he's got a sword. I mean, if it's us.
Yeah.
When the fuck are you going to fight a bear with a sword? Do you own a sword? Have you ever seen a bear?
Yes.
I know. I was there.
Yes. That was strange.
God, they're having sex. It was awful.
I know, yeah. And then the males.
All of our friends were idiots, including you.
Yeah.
Who did not immediately try and leave.
Well, I was taken with it. I was just more surprised than anything, and I was trying to take pictures and stuff. And the male just stops and then looks at us, and it was like, now we need to run.
No, he didn't stop. That's how that went. It's we saw it, and he was just staring us down.
Oh, really?
Yes.
I think I missed that.
You have a picture.
No, I didn't take that. Luli took that.
Luli has a picture.
Yeah, yeah.
And that is the picture. Is him staring us down.
I gotta look at that picture again. That's a great picture.
That's like a wonderful picture. Yeah. It's a little blurry, though.
Yeah, because of me.
Jeez, Luli.
I'm gonna call that blurry with fear of death. That's what happens when a bear looks directly into a camera. Like, the camera freaks out a little bit.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Well, it's so it doesn't steal his soul.
Oh, yeah.
Bears have learned the trick.
Got it. Yeah, 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 for sure.
Humans never figure it out. We're all soulless.
Yeah, yeah. First picture when you're born. Well, there goes that.
There goes my chance.
Ooh, yeah, what if, like, I don't know, every time you get your picture taken, it's like a fragment of your soul. It's a certain number of pictures.
That'd be interesting.
I was talking to Tim Mannion once, and I think it was after you just watched a Simpsons episode or something where Bart sells his soul or something like that, you know?
Yeah.
And Tim was like, so the guy comes up to you and says, I'll give you $5 to write my soul on a piece of paper and then give it to me. Would you do it? And then Tim was like, I honestly couldn't do it. I'd be just super sketched out.
Well, it's kind of like my idea about, like, haunted houses.
Yeah.
It's like... Oh, cool, let's go inside and see. Like, no, why fucking risk it? It's like, if there's nothing, it's a house. If there's something, we could die.
That's actually funny, yeah. If there's nothing, you're walking around an empty house. You've got, it's a lose-lose situation. Yeah, you gain nothing from this.
This is like, I'm not, why would I go in there?
Yeah, that's funny.
Yeah.
That's interesting. Consider that. Yeah. Bad call.
Yeah, haunted houses are dumb.
That's funny.
Yeah.
Let's see, so we've got the whole... conquest by the Great Britain of Africa and India. Africa just got wrecked.
Yeah.
Basically. Everyone's talking about poverty in Africa and stuff and how there's all these dictators doing stuff. It's it's all Europe's fault. Europe came in there, stole everything, and then just bailed.
Yeah. Give us your resources.
Yeah.
And your people.
Yeah, so let's enslave everybody, steal all the resources, and it's like, well, now you're hosed, and we'll do nothing about it.
Yep. Sorry, guys. We'll have charity foundations for you.
Yeah, kind of. But really, I feel like America's the only one that does that. Maybe I'm wrong. I'm probably wrong.
I mean, it's probably just the only ones you hear about.
I guess because we're in America.
Yeah.
I still think the UN does nothing.
No, UN is...
convinced that's just bull.
It should do so much more, and it just does so little.
I mean, what happens, a dictator, what was the thing, the one dude, gassed his own people?
Basically? Yeah, dude, attacked his own people with chemical weapons.
Yeah, nerve gas, right? He killed, 1,000
people.
And
it was why is the U.S. dealing with it? Why isn't the U.N.?
Oh, yeah, because we were going to bomb them or whatever, so everyone was upset. Yeah. And it's just this is the U.N. They have a standing army for literally this.
Yes.
And they didn't do anything. And it's okay.
I mean, maybe they did and we didn't hear about it, but I don't think so.
I think the UN is just total crap. Like,
Like, what the fuck, UN?
I mean, I think they do food and stuff, which is cool, but, like, I don't know. They're the people that need to take out the dictator of a country, because that's what they do, I guess. I don't know.
I mean, from my understanding, war crimes became a thing when the UN was created.
Yeah. They're to, like, maintain that war crimes don't happen.
And I assume chemical weapons against civilians
are war crimes. Should go out on a limb here.
Yeah. Just gonna say.
I'm no doctor, but...
I don't know why a doctor would...
You know, that's the thing I say to myself a lot when I don't know something. It's like, well, I'm not a doctor.
Is that because you were almost a rocket scientist?
Yeah, pretty much. So I can't say I'm not because it's like really close to that.
Although you went on the air side. Well, I guess it's still rocket science.
Yeah, same basic thing.
It's just jets.
Yeah. Instead of... Which, I mean, like rockets, I mean, you know, it flies through the air.
Yeah.
The hardest part of a rocket... Well, that's not true. Basically, in air, like, it's difficult because you got a whole lot of drag and difficult things going on. Yeah. When you're in space, like, you start rotating, you're hosed if you can't counter-rotate. Like, that's funky. Which I think is really neat how, you know when you're holding those, like, little gyrating ball things?
Yeah.
And then you turn it around, and because of, like, the rotation there, it, like, gives this weird torque workout thing, you know?
Oh, yeah.
Those little balls. That like,
sorry, I thought you were talking about just like a gyro at first. It's like, the little thing that
you put in, it spins up real quick, and then you're supposed to do some like wrist workout thing.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's like they basically have those in satellites. The whole like using pressure gas to rotate and stuff is really difficult. So what they do is they spin up a little motor and then rotate it slightly, and then so do the momentum change, you can like rotate a satellite. So that's what they do, like, because I mean, you know, when you're in space, rotating a fraction of a degree gives you, like,
oh my God,
1,000-mile difference in it.
Yeah.
So you gotta do these crazy precision movements so they can, like, spin these motors up really slow and, like, do these really tiny thing. Space is awful to work in. It's, like, the most hostile, most difficult environment ever.
Yeah, I mean, space is terrible. It's nothingness.
Yeah, it's nothingness.
It's constantly getting a between, like, negative 300 and 300 degrees at any given time.
Constant bombardment by like radiation, micrometeorites, like debris, because we're awful people and can't keep space clean.
Yeah. To be honest, I'm surprised things even last, like molecular bonds survive in space.
Yeah. I know that all metal has to be rust coated.
Huh.
I find that fascinating. So if you have two pieces of metal in space and they touch, they will instantly fuse.
What?
Because there's nothing in between the... Because, you know, metal is a sea of electrons, you know?
Yeah.
And so when you combine them, all the electrons just move. And so it cold welds immediately.
Jeez.
So what I think is so funny is they first get out to space and they're, like, trying to do things. You know, it's like you're working on the ship. You put a screwdriver in, it cold welds to the ship. And you're like, well, that's there now. I can't cut this off with anything.
I guess you don't need to, like, mess with screws, though. You just kind of, like, shove something
in. And it's whoop. I know, like... I think it's kind of funny is because you know in you know futuristic movies they talk about building in space. You know that would be so easy because you could just weld giant plates of steel together like nobody's business.
I guess the word would be like airtight and impact stability.
Yeah. So I mean, you could. It'd be difficult, but I mean, like you wouldn't need all this welding equipment and stuff,
which is good because there's no air for the fire.
Oh yeah, exactly. So yeah. But yeah, so every tool is, like, coated with, like, a thin layer of rust, so you can actually use them like normal thing.
It's kind of funny, because I think to have... No, you couldn't even do that. Oh, wait, no, you could. You could. You could have fire in space, but you'd need to have... it need to be close to something with air...
Yeah.
Like, pressurized air shooting around in, like a cylinder on the outside, so it doesn't...
Basically, yeah. You have to be pumping air out, basically.
Yeah.
I mean, basically, like, you know, the sun... is fire. Well, you just have a crazy fuel.
Yeah.
It's kind of funny. It bothers me in, you're getting tangent off or whatever. In like space movies and stuff, when someone takes their helmet off or the helmet gets broken and then they like freeze. It's like, no, you would boil. Like, because there's no pressure, your blood will turn into gas like almost immediately. And they never show that. It's like, come on, scientists. Like, let's do this. I don't know. I don't want to see a guy explode, but like, I kind of do.
Yeah.
That bothers me. But like when fuel leaks and it freezes, it's like, no, that would just boil into a gas and dissipate.
Well, I mean, it would just dissipate immediately.
Yeah, just, like liquid can't exist in a vacuum. it doesn't work.
Never thought about it.
Yeah, right?
I can't.
No, yeah, it doesn't. There's no pressure. There's nothing to keep it together, so it just...
Yeah.
Which is why I'm interested, like, I feel like certain solids would become gas as well. Like, it's gallium, I think. It's like a metal that's liquid at room temperature.
Yeah.
Something, you know? So throw some gallium in there. I get that space is cold, but there's also, like, no pressure. So when does, like, when can something liquefy due to lack of pressure, you know?
Hmm.
Maybe it's not, maybe it's just not possible, but if liquid boils, I feel like solids could melt. But yeah. Maybe not. I don't know. I
have to check. Well, then again, you got, like, Halley's Comet.
Yeah.
Ice. A huge ball of ice that's been in space for...
Which, yeah, and ice doesn't liquefy.
Yeah.
So, yeah, but water would boil into gas.
Yeah.
I don't know. Interesting. Curious.
I really have no idea how that comet's still going.
I know. It blows away. Like, it goes pretty close to the sun.
The blue trail behind it is pieces of it falling off.
Yeah, like... How is this still a thing? Like, that's why, like, I don't know. They talk about Halley's Comet, and you're like, oh, yeah, it's probably the size of a car. And it's like, no.
No, that thing is, what? It's like the size of a car?
When I see a comet, it's just like, oh, it's probably not that big. And then you think about it, it's like, nope, that's probably the size of the moon.
That's like, probably larger than the moon.
Because we think of, like, a meteorite coming in, you know, because people always call comets meteorites.
Yeah.
But, you know, a meteorite is, you know, like, I guess it starts out pretty big, and by the time it gets to Earth, it's about the size of a baseball. But
yeah.
You think it's like, all right, yeah, it's the size of a car, then it burns up. It's like, nope. That was crazy massive.
Yeah.
I think it's funny. Let's see, I think, so Great Britain screwing over Africa and whatnot. I think it's interesting. There's a lot of, like...
I think Great Britain just kind of, like, fucked up a lot of places.
Yeah, seriously.
Like, India, Africa, the U.S., kind of, with the whole revolution, even though we're kind of just being little bitches about it. It was the whole representation thing.
Yeah. It's like, okay,
it wasn't really the taxation thing.
Yeah.
It was more the representation.
I think it's just like, oh, by the way, you owe me $1,000. It's like, why? It's like, well, these taxes. You didn't tell me about them. It's
yeah.
Like, well, it just did. And it's like, what? Like, I'd be pissed. Yeah.
Yeah.
It's like, right, you tell me ahead of time, you're like, screwing me over, and it's like, well, I know about it.
Yeah.
Because before, it's like, yeah, like... Oh, we need to build another castle. Well, let's just fine everybody $100.
Yeah.
Which back then was like...
Oh, my God. So all the money.
Like a year's worth of money.
This is way more than a year's worth of money.
Yeah, something like that.
That was like a lifetime.
Oh, yeah. You could buy like a... Yeah, like a quarter would buy you like food for like a week. A
quarter would buy you like a house.
Give me this quarter. You have a whole quarter and you carried it here? Man, pennies must have been like solid currency.
Yeah.
Like...
I mean, this is before U.S. currency.
Yeah, of course. I mean, yeah. But like,
talking like pounds.
Yeah, the equivalent.
Yeah.
Something like that.
Yeah.
Yeah, the Great Screw Up People. So, yeah, the Seven Years' War was around this time.
I have no recollection of anything about the Seven Years' War besides its name.
I know there were a bunch of wars. It was like the 50-year war with the 10-year truce, then the 7-year war.
The 100-year war.
Yeah. This is so dumb. But so, I thought this was interesting because there's a thing called the Black Hole of Calcutta.
Huh.
Which I thought was interesting. So it's, you got Great Britain and Prussia. I forgot where Prussia is. Somewhere in there.
Yeah.
You know, Russia and something. But so they defeated France, Spain, Austria, and Russia. I always thought Prussia and Russia, like, didn't exist at the same time. But they did.
I think they did.
Yeah. Oh, they for sure did. But so Great Britain and Prussia defeat France, Spain, Austria, and Russia. And so, during like the war and whatnot, 100 Great Britain prisoners, they get like, no, I think it's like 150 prisoners, they get captured, and they get put in like the Black Hole of Calcutta, which when I was reading this thing, I was like, oh, it's like this intense prison and blah, blah, and it shows this picture. It's the size of a driveway, like, but it's a hole, so it's like 12 feet deep, right? And
there's
this high railing, and they put 150 people in it.
Oh.
And so it's like, and so it was like 120 out of like 150 died in the Black Hole of Calcutta. And so they died from like suffocation, heat exhaustion, and crushing.
Yeah.
And it's like, dude, like, who does that? Like,
I feel like it would suck if you were the first guy that threw in the pit.
I know, like, you want to be the last guy, I think, like.
Oh, and you don't want to be any of the guys.
Yeah, but
sure. If you're getting thrown in the pit, you want to be the last guy.
Seriously.
Because if you're the first guy, one, you're alone for a while.
Yeah.
Then they drop someone, and he is either next to you or on top of you.
Yeah.
So you have to get on top of him. And you just have to keep doing that.
Yeah, seriously.
And I assume they didn't feed them?
I don't know. It didn't really say. But, I mean, maybe they did. I probably not, you know. It's not like you can feed people that way. Like,
yeah, so actually, if you're the first one, then you're probably just dead.
Yeah, like, hose. And so, yeah, so, like, you know, only maybe 30 people lived out of, like, 150.
Yep.
Ugh. That's just, like,
that's shitty odds. Oh,
yeah. And it's somebody, like, I don't know, dig another hole. Like, it's not, make them dig a hole. They'll happily do it. I don't know, it's like,
well, it'd be dicks about it. Basically be like, you go into a hole, like, with your buddies Tim,
yeah,
Steve, Eric, and Dan.
Nice.
All of them are dead and you're alive.
Yeah. Well, that sucks.
Yeah.
And you're legging on their dead body for a while, or
yeah,
cramped.
You might be eating them.
Yeah, yeah.
Now that I think about it.
Yeah, it was cannibalism a thing? I don't know.
Yeah.
Maybe. I guess I don't know how long they were in there. The article was
not. I assume long enough to get hungry.
Yeah, probably. 10 minutes. I'm eating Jeff, guys.
Whoa, dude, I'm not even dead yet.
Jeff, come on, man. Be a bro.
I need this, man. I didn't have lunch today. I'm starving.
And your hands are so meaty.
Apparently Jeff's the fat friend.
I guess so, yeah. Or maybe he's like the
buff friend.
The buff friend. I don't know. He's just got really big hands. Like, he's got the ham hands. That's what everyone's just giving him the eye the whole time.
Stop hamming it up over here.
Hey!
Boo.
Oh, super funny. So the Palace of Versailles is in France. And so it's like one of the most badass palaces of all time, you know? They built it, why a revolution happened was because, like, the people are all starving and dying and whatever, and they're like, you know what? Let's build a crazy awesome palace. They're like, oh, come on! But so they built, and it's got, like, 120 rooms or something, and it's, like, really lavish and, like, massive, you know? Not a single bathroom.
Oh!
They just, like, the royal family would just take a dump on the lawn, you know? The lawn was expansive, of course, but, like, yeah, you just, that was just what you did. And so then, like, it's still a thing. And so, like, modern age rolls around. They're like, oh, right. We don't have any bathrooms in this massive building. So I had to try to, like, incorporate, like, some sort of, like, plumbing and stuff. Like,
it's not too difficult, but that would suck.
Yeah, seriously. But, man, like, oh, I'm so glad indoor plumbing's a thing. Like, that's why I wouldn't want to live in the past, really.
Really? Air conditioning, indoor plumbing, and lighting.
Yeah. Refrigeration.
Disease. Disease is terrible.
Yeah. I think disease is probably number one.
Yeah.
I could take a dump outside. It's, you know, I'm not happy about it. Yeah, yeah.
Whatever.
Yeah. But, like, yeah. Common cold? Well, you're dead. Smallpox? Hey.
I mean, like, live in a time when you can throw shit out your window?
Ugh.
Wouldn't you just be waiting for someone to walk by that you hate?
Wait. No! Like, oh, man. Like, you couldn't get clean either, you know? Mm-hmm. You can wash it off with water, but I guess you don't know what germs are yet.
Yeah.
But, like, ugh, I don't know.
Yeah.
Like, I'm not the cleanest guy, but, like, I don't want to be covered in
shit.
Yeah. Just a bunch of piss, and, like, I bet it just stinks all the time.
Oh, it's probably terrible.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's not fun.
All right, well, before this is over, I just want to mention Australia being a British prison camp.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Right? That's why Australia's a thing.
I mean, there were people there.
Yeah, the Aborigines.
Yeah. But yeah, Australia, they just dumped all their prisoners. Did the prisons get overfilled or anything?
I think
that's what happened. Because apparently the British back then were just a bunch of thieving bastards and,
you know,
murderers and rapists.
Yeah.
I mean, what's the difference from then and today?
Oh!
You're on the list, Britain.
I know, right behind Seattle.
Right behind Seattle, Kansas, Florida. I think New York's in there.
New York in there?
I think it is, I don't know.
Is Canada in there yet?
Canada is not in there. Canada will never be in there.
Yeah. Which is funny, because it's like, I know, you always hate on Canada playfully, but I know, everyone likes Canada.
Yeah. No one. If you've ever been to Canada,
it's great. No one hates Canada, but it's always like, ugh, Canada. Like,
yeah.
But yeah, I mean, I got nothing, no gripes with Canada.
Yeah, I mean, their government is fine.
Yeah.
They don't have that much military, but they don't really need it. No one's angry with them.
Yeah, and they helped us out. Like, World War II, like, Canadian dudes are jumping out of planes with our dudes. Like, I know, yeah, I'm a fan of Canada.
Yeah, Canada's a cool place.
Maple syrup?
Yeah. All right, Canada, you're on our other list.
There we go, yeah.
Of things we actually like.
So far, Canada's the only thing on that list.
Canada is the only thing on that list.
Awesome.
We're going to add California, maybe?
Yeah, I mean, let's wait a little bit.
Yeah.
Yeah, no, I feel we, like...
Fix our education system and, then talk to us.
Oh, yeah, aren't we, like, we're crazy in debt, too, right?
Probably.
Who's the guy that boned us? It was, that guy...
Gray something?
Gray, something like that.
Yeah, I don't know.
Interesting. Well, screw that guy.
Yeah.
All right, California's a maybe. We'll figure that out.
Yeah. California's on the interim.
The interim list. It's on the maybe. We'll see when the next big earthquake hits and what happens after that.
Yeah. I feel like maybe we should be bigger fans of our home state, but whatever.
Yeah, I mean, we make a lot of...
All right, well, thanks for watching, everybody. Well, that's it. Listen